Audio book review, Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King. Now, I've just finished reading one of Stephen King's, well, I can't say the latest because his latest book is actually coming out tomorrow, but I finished the one just that came out just before that one, which was also released this year, not too long ago, a couple of months ago. I think it was released during the summertime, I think, and I've just finished reading that one, and I definitely thought it was a really, really good book. It was really, really good, and it was really interesting. And it's not like one of Stephen King's normal books. It's not, you know, it's not one of his normal types. I mean, Stephen King likes to mainly, his main genre was horror, but although nowadays, you know, now he's starting to try different genres, just like Dean Koontz and a couple of others who are just trying out different genres. And so this one, you know, it was a little bit different. It was more of a thriller type. It was more of a suspense thriller type. It's a suspense novel, I think. And, you know, it wasn't a mystery, you know, there was no sort of mystery element to it, I don't think. But it was one of those adrenaline pumping type of stories that, you know, got you, you know, wanting to read more and, you know, wanting you to know, oh, you know, how is he going to get out of this one or what's going to happen next and, you know, all this, that and the other. But it was really, really good and it was interesting. At first, when I first started reading it, I didn't like, I found that, you know, I didn't like how he'd written, you know, the way he'd, the actual, I'm not talking about the story in itself, I'm talking about the style of writing. I didn't like how he started the book, the way he was writing, because when he wrote, when he wrote about Bill Hodges, who is the retired police, you know, retired detective, you know, the way he, you know, wrote his parts and stuff, it was like, I don't know, I just didn't like the way he did it. He wrote it more like a, I don't know, I'll give you an example. He wrote it somewhat like Bill Hodges sits on his lazy boy, you know, sort of like that. Bill Hodges drinks his tea or whatever, you know. It was sort of like that. I didn't like that. It didn't really flow as a story should, I think. But then afterwards, as we started reading it and as you got into it, you know, the writing does get a bit better and the style starts becoming more of a flow and things, you know, it's less, you know, like that. But I think maybe he did that just because he was sort of building a sort of picture as to the main character, what he's doing and stuff, because you need to know what he's sort of getting up to in the beginning of the book, you know, as a retired policeman before all of the action, you know, comes into it, because, you know, it's really essential and it's really important to the storyline and to the plot line, because, you know, he's retired and he's, you know, a little bit depressed, but, you know, although the depression sort of, it's sort of towards the middle of the book or whatever, you know, halfway through the beginning, you know, he sort of comes out of that, but, you know, I'm trying not to spoil it, but he does come out of that, but, you know, that's where it really starts, you know, the drama really starts up, but it's really good from the beginning, because it catches your attention right from the beginning. I do think that, I won't say that it won't, it doesn't, because it does, and despite not liking the writing style, I did like what was happening in the beginning, because it builds up a picture and you sort of get an idea as to, you know, what the main character's like and, you know, how he's feeling and all of the rest of it. So I think it was essential, you know, what he'd written and stuff. And I think the beginning really does sort of grab your attention. And I really did think it was a good book. I quite liked it. You know, it was all right. I think I'd probably give it a 5-star, I suppose, when I do eventually review it on Goodreads. But it was definitely a good. It was definitely interesting. Really, it was kind of, you know, it got me thinking. You know, it's kind of not like his normal. I think it's unique for Stephen King, and I think there must be a writing a trend going on, because I think that this one is a first part of a trilogy. And the ending suggests, you know, it's left open so that, you know, another book can be made from it. So he's actually left it open, sort of thing, you know, with the ending and stuff. So I think there will be another part to it. And I think they did say that there will be another part to it. And I think, you know, this is sort of, you know, a new trend, because a lot of writers are starting to do this that normally don't do it. You know, a lot of writers are starting to write series, novels that are part of a series and or a trilogy or whatever, you know. They're starting to do it, and I think there's a trend going on. And because Dean Koontz, he's another one, he very much like Stephen King, but he started writing, well, he's written a series, one that follows on from a saga type book, you know, that's in a series about one character in particular, you know, like his Odd Thomas series, and then there's Nikki French, who I've spoken about. Now they're doing the Frieda Klein series, and you know, but normally Nikki French don't normally write series, you know, books that come in a series. You know, they write, you know, different books about different characters. Every book is unique and different in its own way. But now, you know, they're exploring writing an episode type book, you know, a series type book, which is what Stephen King is, I think he's going to start doing with this one, with the Mr. Mercedes. And so I think this is the first of a trilogy, I think that's the sort of impression I got. So we've not heard the last of Mr. Mercedes. I don't really think so. I think something else will happen. Mind you, Stephen King has done a series. I mean, he did do a sequel to another book already, which is The Shining, as you might well know. He did the sequel to The Shining, and he did Doctor Sleep. And to be honest with you, Doctor Sleep was a whole lot better than The Shining, but he's done it. And, it, you know, it's not been too bad. And I think, yeah. So I think he'll probably explore that a little bit more, and I think Mr. Mercedes is going to be the next book that he sort of explores, where there's a sequel to it, or you know, where it continues from the last book and stuff. So I think if he does do a sequel from this book, I think I'll definitely read it. Sorry about that, I got a bit disturbed. I think if he does do a sequel, it'll be really interesting to see what happens next, and you know, where the book actually goes from there. The thing I liked about Mr. Mercedes is the main character was like, he wasn't like, you know, if anybody's read the Jack Reacher books by Lee Child, you know, he's supposed to be perfect and everything, you know, he's a perfect character, you know, and he's really skillful and clever and all the rest of it. But with Mr. Mercedes, the main character, he's not necessarily smart. You know, he does get things wrong. He makes mistakes. He's not a healthy cop. So there's no jumping over cars and things to get to the villain and things like that. You know, he's not mega healthy or anything like that. He's just an average guy. And you know, health problems do arise and stuff like that. You know, so. You know, I kind of like that. It was unique. It actually made the book quite unique and you know, different from, you know, normally what I've read. You know, it's definitely different, and I think it'd be really interesting to see how the second book, you know, will go if there is a sequel. If I'm right about there being a sequel, I'd be really interested to see what the sequel will be like. And you know, I'll definitely read it. I'd definitely want to read that one, and because it was definitely a good book, and I do recommend that people do read it if thrillers are the type of books that you like to read. So I would definitely be quite interested to see what the next one will be like, because it was a very good and interesting book. So anyway. But I think I'm rambling now, so I'm going to leave it there at that, and you know, I'll leave it to you to decide whether you want to read it or not. But there you go. That's my review on Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King. Right, I shall speak to you all very, very soon. If you're wondering what the sound is in the background, that's my heater, my fan heater going off. It's very cold in my room. So anyway, but yes, I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.